So absolutely see your tension as a gift, as a lesson, as something it's trying to show you, and simultaneously see it as a disconnect between you and your power. See it as a disconnect between you and divinity.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. This is where we activate women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I am a womb shaman, and I'm a facilitator and activator of Shakti energy. This is the primordial femme. This is the goddess energy. This is the energy of creation, and it is our liberation. It is the energy for transcendence. Shakti is an energy that everybody holds within their body, both male and female, but she is the goddess energy. So I help women to activate that in their bodies, to facilitate the movement through their bodies. And this really helps them to open themselves up, which we're going to talk about today. It helps them to deepen their sensuality, their pleasure, their intimacy, both with themselves, with life, and with partners. It absolutely helps them to reach much more ecstatic and blissful states of their experience. And, well, it does a lot of other things as well. But one of the most profound things is it really creates the feeling of fulfillment and connection. So today I want to talk about the misunderstood word of surrender and what it means and what it's not, and my own personal experience with this terminology. For powerful women, the word surrender is probably one of the most scariest words ever. Not because powerful women scare easily, because we don't. But surrender implies giving up. And what are we giving up, right? The belief is that if we surrender, we give up our authority, our control, our power, our autonomy, our sovereignty. What are we giving up? And the truth is that surrender is actually not a giving up at all, at all. That, my love, is submission. Which is kind of interesting because in some teachings of sexuality, sexual exploration, you know, they talk about being submissive in sex. And there can be some really powerful journeys and experiences in the actual act of submission. But that's not what I'm speaking of here today. And whether, you know, you choose to go into those kinds of sexual experiences is, of course, unique to you and up to you. But submission doesn't really come into everyday life. From my perspective, I feel like the only times that submission is really powerful to us is in that kind of experience, in a sexual experience. And then it can be absolutely powerful. Outside of that, I can't think of any time that I actually want to submit, nor have I. Well, not intentionally anyways. However, surrender is something I attempt to continuously achieve in deeper and deeper levels of it. So perhaps that has already started to give you a glimpse between the two differences, but let me take you deeper. Again, surrender is not weak, and it is not a giving up. Surrender has to do with the Shakti that I spoke to. So Shakti energy sits in our bodies, right above our root chakra, inside of our bodies. And when we activate her, she is the primordial femme. Okay. She is the goddess energy. In Hindu teachings, that's what Shakti is. She is the goddess, and Shiva is the god. In ancient Egypt, it was called Sekhem. Shakti is called Sekhem. And it is a very powerful energy that can be used for healing of oneself. It can be used for healing of others. It can be used for magic. It can be used absolutely for creation. But individually, what Shakti always is she is liberation. Because as the Shakti, once she's awakened, begins to move through your body, she opens up your chakras, she opens up your meridians, she expands your bodies, and she moves and she moves, and she goes all the way to your crown where she meets beloved Shiva, and you go through what is called divine union. Divine union is like the fundamental urge of all humanity. It is the core of what we seek, largely because we believe that we are separate. The belief of separation is the core suffering in humanity. We believe that we are separate from divinity. When Shakti moves through us and out the crown, we experience union with ourselves, with others, with God, with divinity within ourselves. Divinity is revealed. It's extremely profound. The feeling of lack, the feeling of aloneness, the feeling of isolation, the feeling of being different, the feeling of not enoughness, the feeling of inadequacy, the feeling of unworthiness, all of these things are non-existent in union with divinity. So while if you were to walk down the street and ask, you know, 1,000 people what they truly desired, it would be unlikely that even one of those responses would be divine union because it's not a conscious desire. It is the absolute core desire of humanity. And it drives our actions. It drives our actions to seek success, to seek partnership, to create families, to create businesses, to try to become wealthy, to try to isolate ourselves completely. All of it is rooted in that desire. So that's our Shakti. And it's important to really understand that. And so surrender is really the release of tension into relaxation. Now, relaxation is not rest, and rest is not relaxation, meaning you can actually be in a state of doing and be deeply relaxed, which you cannot be doing and resting outside of like reading a book, right? At the same time. Relaxation, you could be doing something highly active like rock climbing, like surfing, like yoga, any very active activity. And of course, the not so active activities can all be done and are done with so much more perfection and connection and sensuality and presence in the energy of relaxation, which ultimately leads to surrender. Can you begin to feel where I'm going with this? Maybe at this point you're going, wow, or I've never thought of relaxation nor surrender in those words. And as we learn to relax, so let's go into this conversation just a little bit. Because what is the, I always like to bring in the opposites, because we learn so much through duality. Sometimes we learn what we want through what we don't want. So the opposite of relaxation is tension. And boy, do we have a lot of tension on this planet. Like everywhere you look, there is tension, there is tension. Everybody's tense. And everybody's doing everything with so much tension. They're even resting with tension. And they never feel, I mean, they never feel a lot of things, right? They don't feel a lot of pleasure. They don't feel sensual. They don't feel alive. They don't even feel the moment. They don't feel their emotions. There's a lot that they don't feel, right? And it doesn't feel good. If there's one thing you can ever say about tension is it doesn't feel good. And what tension creates is force. And force is the, like, it's like the stepsister of power, the evil stepsister, the one that portrays itself to be so grand and great. And meanwhile, it's actually pretty delusional and corrupt and not very nice. That's the energy of force. When we're in a state of tension, whether that is physical tension, emotional tension, or mental tension, we are literally creating our world, our reality, our life in the energy of force. Because tension doesn't allow for power. Now, insert asterisk here. Side note, footnote, whatever you want to call it. Most of our political leaders and most of the leaders on this planet and the politicians and the bankers and all these people who are in control of our world are in the energy of force. Okay? But good news, news flash, lights shining, brighting, flashing, whatever I'm trying to say here. Power is coming back. It is the primordial femme. She is returning because power is feminine, not masculine. Strength is masculine. Will is masculine. So back to the tension. Tension doesn't allow for power. And therefore, in the absence of power, it must create force. And force can go a long way. Force can actually create a lot and absolutely can be seen as power. And most of our society sees force as power. The difference being is that force needs continuous feeding for it to stay alive, because it is not rooted in the inexhaustible source of creation itself, which power is. And force is also self-serving, whereas power serves the whole. And this is a whole conversation in and of itself. But back to this tension. So think about energy moving through your body. Let's just think about that for a moment, okay? It is a known fact in Western medicine, okay, that we have meridians and energy moves through our body. This is a known thing, right? And even energy centers. And, you know, they can't necessarily explain it, but they're admitting to it. If you think about something trying to move through something, tension is like the block of that, right? If you think of holding your fist really, really tight, you know, you can't get a pen through that, a pencil. You probably can't even really get any water in it. If you were to stick a very tight clenched fist under a faucet and then pull it out and open your hand, there would be dry parts. Okay? That signifies how tension does not allow for flow. It does not allow energy information, light, water, all the things to pass through it. So when our body becomes tense, when our mind is tense, and when our emotions are tense, okay? What I mean by emotions being tense is when you're holding emotions and you're not expressing them. It becomes tension. Mental tension, of course, is stress and anxiety. So these things in our emotional mental body actually create tension in our physical body and are at the core root of most of our physical issues and diseases. Now, there's all of that, right? There's the tension, there's the force. You could really say that if you went along and you described that to people and you took those same 1,000 people that I was talking about earlier on the road, right? And you ask them, does that feel good to you? Like, do you want to live a life in tension? They'd probably say, no, I don't want to live a life in tension. And they're not choosing. They're not saying, hey, let's go live in tension. Yeah. No, nobody wants that. But however, the vast majority of people live exactly like that. Why? Because they do not understand surrender. So surrender is deep relaxation. It is a relaxation of our mental body. It is a relaxation of our emotional body. It is a relaxation of our physical body. It is a deep, deep relaxation. And this relaxation occurs because of one thing. And that one thing is the faith that we are always supported. You can call it divine will. That there is a divine will. That there is something supporting us and creating with us. That we're not alone. That we're not separate from divinity. Right? That we are a part of divinity. And divinity is helping us. And really desiring to support us. And really desiring to create with us. And as we surrender and as we relax our bodies, what we do is we open that clenched hand. And now it's pretty amazing if you think of this, because let's go back to the clenched hand. And you don't have to clench it that tight, but just clench it. Can you really receive anything in this hand? No, right? Like somebody would try to put a plate of food on your hand and the plate of food would just fall over and crash, right? Somebody tried to put a drink on top of your hand and it would fall over and crash, right? Somebody could put money maybe, and maybe it would stay, but as soon as you turned around or walked forward, the money would fall off. Like there's no availability for receiving. But however, if you open that hand, wow, now really what can we receive, right? And this is the truth about surrendering. When we open, when we relax, we open. So now that Shakti that we talked about, the Shakti that travels from your perineum all the way up your body and out your crown is able to do that. And you can reach divine union. This is no joke. Okay. This isn't something that is just like sounds wonderful. It's truth. This is tantric teachings. But it's just not just for like gurus and, you know, Buddhas. We can all reach this. And this is very much a part of our future. But it's not just about divine union. Your entire energy system can actually flow. And flow in the body creates flow in your life. So you want ease. You want flow. You want things to move easily and fluidly, and you want to create them easily and fluidly, right? And you want things to just kind of happen, and you want there to be magic, and you want it to be easeful. Like, let's be real. We want it to be easeful. And when we surrender, that's how we experience ease and grace. And you know what? You know what the honest effing truth is here? this is one of my primary lessons alongside of like the inadequacy that I talk about. It's in my gene keys and it's a very predominant placement. And it has not been easy for me. So, you know, I speak of these things because, again, I do them. I'm not sitting here pretending like, hey, I got this all figured out. I'm a totally surrendered being, because I'm not. And I surrender and then I go back into some level of tension and then I surrender again and then I go back into some level of tension. And each time I do that, I enter deeper into surrender. And every time I go back into tension, I enter less into tension. That's beautiful. And each time I deepen into surrender, oh my gosh, outside of like the ease and the fluidity, there is a sense of fulfillment and nourishment. Nourishment. My body feels nourished. My being feels nourished. Just in life, like I don't have to like do anything. It's not about eating healthy or anything. It's the actual Shakti moving through my body. She's the Ma. She creates nourishment for your body. She's deeply, deeply healing. So surrender is not giving up, because through this deep relaxation and through this opening, what actually happens is you gain more power. I actually had somebody the other day, and this comes through right now, so I'm going to share it, say something on one of my posts, and you know, she said something about menopause, and I said, no, menopause is a good thing. It's where you reclaim your power as a woman. And she's like, well, why do we need more power on this planet? We need less. And it was like, she's talking about force. Because trust me, you want your personal power. So be really clear, there's power and then there's force. And like that kind of perception is a perception of force. Yeah, we don't want more force on this planet. We actually want more power on this planet. So let's all get going on claiming that for ourselves. So we can actually have a powerful and empowered world, empowered humans, rather than humans that are under the force and the control. Okay? Quite interesting to think about it that way. So actually, surrender is actually more empowerment, whereas not surrendering is actually putting yourself under more control of others. Isn't that interesting? Let me repeat that, because this is a flip. And I love these. I love it when I realize that not only are we being mistaught, we're actually being taught like the opposite of what's true. Power, when we surrender, we engage in and enable more personal power. Okay. When we do not surrender, we hold tension, which actually enables beings of force to have more control over us. Because tension is very, it's a chaotic energy. And tension exacerbates, overemphasizes, highlights the core belief, the core suffering of humanity, that we are separate from divinity. That's what force does. So the more into tension you go, the less you feel connected, the less you feel divine, the less you feel that you are supported, loved, cared for, that there is a force, a power out there called divinity that has your back. the more force you are in, the less you feel that way. The more empowerment you are in, the more power you are in, the more you are relaxed and allowing, my love, your power through your body and into your life, into your reality, the more you actually feel deeply nourished, fulfilled, loved, supported. Like, of course I've got support. Of course everything's going to be beyond just fine. Everything's going to be magnificent. And those aren't delusional beliefs. That's actually what you feel. That's a resonance in your body, because that is, what is that? That is connection. That's connection to divinity. We are supported. And so when you don't feel connected, supported, empowered, inexhaustible, then your intention, and I've talked about it before, about fatigue, overwhelm, exhaustion live in tension. They do not live in power. They do not live in power, because power is through surrender, which is deep relaxation. You cannot be overwhelmed. You cannot be exhausted in relaxation. You could be tired, right? Like, okay, my body needs rest, right? But we're talking like exhaustion, right? Fatigue, which is more of a chronic thing. So absolutely, in no way, shape, or form is surrender the loss of your autonomy. Surrender is the realization of your empowerment. Surrender is a reclamation of your power as divinity itself. Submission is force. Tension is force. And the only way we reach surrender, and the only way you really experientially understand what I'm speaking of here today, is by acknowledging where you hold tension. And so I invite you to acknowledge where you hold intention, where you hold tension, and learn to let it go. Let the tension go, right? Don't let your authority, your sovereignty, your autonomy go. Let the tension go. Let the bullshit go. Let the limiting beliefs go. And how do we do that? We do that through being embodied, through knowing how to be present in our bodies, to be present so that you can feel where is the tension. Oh, today I'm holding tension in my body. Oh, well, what is that? Breathe into it, feel into it. Oh, it's because of this. Great. Okay, well, I can let that go. That's called embodiment. That's called awareness. And there's four keys of embodiment. Okay. And you can reach out to me and I can give you that, the four keys of embodiment in a mini course that I have. The four keys of embodiment, just to say them briefly, are presence, breath, expression, and movement. And those are four tools that you can use to embody yourself. And when you embody yourself, you gain all the wisdom of your body to help you understand these concepts, more than concepts, to understand them experientially, to be able to actually move these energies through your body. Because I can give you a tip, but it's more than a tip. This is a journey. This is a process. But here, let me give you a tip, because tips are useful. And so the tip is, every day before you go to bed, take 5 minutes to feel and ask yourself, where am I holding tension? Breathe into your body. Notice where there's tension. And bring in some movement into that space, stretch that space, bring in some range of motion, breathe. If you have further gifts of connecting to your body and listening, then by all means, connect in, ask, what is this representing? What is this tension representing for me? Because now you are on the track to surrender, right? Because you have to be able to acknowledge the tension exists, and then you have to be able to understand what the tension is trying to teach you, because it's always trying to teach you something. And now you can move into releasing and letting go of the tension, which will lead into relaxation, which will lead into surrender, which will lead into power. So absolutely see your tension as a gift, as a lesson, as something it's trying to show you, and simultaneously see it as a disconnect between you and your power. See it as a disconnect between you and divinity. See it as the thing that creates tension and force and struggle in your life, because that's what it does. And even that awareness in and of itself is deeply profound. So I hope this conversation has shifted your belief structures around surrender, around power, around force, around tension, around rest and relaxation. And you might want to listen to this again, because there's so much to take in and to process. And it really is a flipping of perspective. But as a person who has embodied both tension and force and relaxation and power, I can personally tell you that the latter, the relaxation and the power, is what you seek. It is what you desire. And that is through the energy of surrender. As always, my loves, thank you so much for joining me here today. I am deeply honored that you are part of my community, that you are part of this podcast. And every Tuesdays are the solo episodes, every Thursdays are the guest episodes, and be sure to rate and review if you haven't already. Be sure to share this podcast. What about this episode? Share this episode. All of humanity can hear about surrender versus submission, but particularly women, and particularly very powerful women. Because as very powerful women, we fear the loss of our authority. And we believe that surrender is a loss of our authority. So this conversation can absolutely transform lives. So please, please, please share it. Share it out on social media. You don't know who will pick up what you're putting down. I love you all so very much. Thank you, thank you. Until next time.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.